إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is the Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. For the last couple of weeks, we've been trying to make it clear to ourselves the importance of following the people of knowledge by adhering to what they teach us of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and warning from that which can be confusing to some of the Muslims of blind following by accepting from the people of knowledge whatever they say without their evidences from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we call to following the people of knowledge with what they teach us of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we warn from blind following, letting people prescribe in this deen, taking the position that only Allah has given to His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by making the statements or the actions of any man other than the last prophet and messenger to humanity Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be deemed as religion. This afternoon, inshallah ta'ala, we like to take a look at some of the statements of one of my sheikhs. And he's not only my sheikh, but I think he's the sheikh of many of us here. I hadn't had the opportunity to meet him ever before, nor do I know what he looks like, except that I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I've benefited so much from his books, from his writings. And I've quoted him on many occasions here on the minbar and in my classes. This is the Shaykh Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn Mughira ابن بردزبة البخاري الجعفي رحمه الله. We know him as Imam al-Bukhari. Al-Bukhara, it's a city that's known now as Uzbekistan. And al-Bukhari, we can call him the Uzbekistani. And his kunya is Abu Abdullah. His name is Muhammad. His father's name is Ismail. His grandfather's name is Ibrahim. His great-grandfather is Al-Mughira. And Al-Mughira is the one who accepted Islam from the hands of Al-Yaman Al-Ju'fi, who was in charge of Al-Bukhara, or Uzbekistan at that time. And his father, Ismail, the father of Imam Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he sought knowledge. And he had the opportunity to meet the great Imam, Imam Malik, Ibn Anas, the Imam of Darul Hijra, rahimahullah. And he also had the opportunity, as it's mentioned, to shake the hand of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahumullahu jami'an. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he also sought knowledge at a young age. He was born in the year 194 Hijra, and his father died while he was young. And his mother sent him to the cities to learn knowledge from the people of knowledge, where he began learning at the early age of 9 or 10. And by the time he was 18 or 19, he was respected amongst the people of knowledge. And he had begun some of his writings at that time. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, as we'll mention from his statements, he entered many of the cities of knowledge during his time, rahimahullah, and he learnt from the people of knowledge during his time until he became one of the great scholars of Islam. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he has many books, from amongst them Adab al-Mufrad, or from amongst them his Tariq, or the many books he wrote on history, of amongst them those that he wrote while he was there at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he's probably more famously known by his book which we call As-Sahih al-Bukhari, of which he gave another name to it. And this book, it was authored by him from the advice of one of his sheikhs, Ishaq ibn Rahuway, rahimahullah, who advised Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, to compile a short collection of authentic hadith. And Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he said he chose out of 600,000 sahih hadith, those hadith that he placed in what we know today is Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he said that he did not place any hadith in his Sahih al-Bukhari until he made Salatul Istikhara, and then he placed the hadith there. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he was tested in his early life and also in his later years. Early, the people had tried him with the famous story that scholars of hadith had mixed up the hadith between the chain of narrators and the text of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they tested Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, with about 100 hadith. They mixed them up, but he, rahimahullah, he put all of the hadith back into order, and they knew the great memory of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. But he's not just known for his memory either. Even though the people say about him, some of them say, if the hadith is not known by al-Bukhari, then it is not a hadith. But others of them, they praise him as they call him the Sayyidul Fuqaha, or the master of the fiqh scholars. And the only people who can really understand that are the people who read his book, Sahih al-Bukhari. As the fiqh books nowadays, they're all basically based in the order that Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he put his Sahih al-Bukhari together. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he was tested in his latter years before his death, as the people of knowledge had boycotted him, as some of the people spoke bad against the belief of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, and the issue of my words from the Quran are created. attributing a false statement to Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. At any rate, this led him back to his city where he lived the latter years, where he died in the year 256 Hijra at the age of 62 rahimahullah. This is just a brief biography of the Imam al-Bukhari, and the whole khutbah or lectures will not be enough to mention the life of the great Imam rahimahullah. But we hope that what was mentioned is sufficient, and our knowledge of this great Imam in particular is enough for us, except that we wanted to state, as this is his position and we have learned from him, today we want to take a look at an important aspect of our lives, and this is the belief of the Muslim as taught to us by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. The Muslims nowadays, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us back to his book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have differed with differences that are not permissible Islamically when it comes to the belief of the Muslims. But today, inshallah ta'ala, I hope that we listen carefully to one of the Imams of Islam, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, who we all love and respect, as he teaches us the correct belief of the Muslims. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. I said this statement of mine. I seek forgiveness for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of the rest of the Muslims. So seek forgiveness of your sins. Indeed, Allah is the غفور, the forgiving, the merciful. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. This explanation of the belief of Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله, it comes in the book شرح أصول اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة by Imam al-Lalakai رحمه الله. This book is now published in 9 volumes. He died, the author, 418 Hijra. Abu al-Qasim Hibatullah ibn al-Husayn ibn Mansur al-Tabri al-Lalakai rahimuhullah qala, akhbarana Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hafs al-Harwi qala, haddathana Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salama qala, haddathana qala, حدثنا أبو الحسين محمد بن عمران بن موسى الجرجاني قال سمعت أبا محمد عبد الرحمن بن محمد بن عبد الرحمن البخاري بالشاشي يقول سمعت أبا عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري يقول لقيت أكثر من 1000 رجل من أهل العلم أهل الحجاز ومكة والمدينة والبصرة والكوفة والبصرة وواسط وبغداد والشام ومصر لقيتهم كرات قرنا بعد قرن ثم قرنا بعد قرن أدركتهم وهم متوافرون منذ أكثر من 46 سنة. ثم ذكر الإمام البخاري رحمه الله المدن التي دخل فيها وكم مرة دخل فيها, وذكر من علمائها الذين تعلم على أيديهم, ثم قال واكتفينا بتسمية هؤلاء كي يكون مختصرا ولا يطول ذلك, فما رأيت واحدا منهم يختلف في هذه الأشياء. إن الدين قول وعمل لقول الله, وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. وأن القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق لقوله إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. قال أبو عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل قال ابن عيينة فبين الله الخلق من الأمر لقوله ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. وأن الخير والشر بقدر لقوله قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ولقوله والله خلقكم وما تعملون ولقوله إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. ولم يكونوا يكفرون أحدا من أهل القبلة بالذنب لقوله إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. وما رأيت فيهم أحدا يتناول أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها أمروا أن يستغفروا لهم ذلك لقوله ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وكانوا ينهون عن البدع ما لم يكن عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه لقوله واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا ولقوله وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا. ويحثون على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واتباعه لقوله وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. وألا ننازع الأمر أهله لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث لا يغل عليه قلب امرئ مسلم إخلاص العمل لله وطاعة ولاة الأمر ولزوم جماعتهم فإن دعوتهم تحيط من ورائهم. ثم أكد في قوله وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم وألا يرى السيف على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الفضيل لو كانت لي دعوة مستجابة لم أجعلها إلا في إمام لأن لو كانت لي دعوة مستجابة لم أجعلها إلا في إماما ذلك لأنه إذا صلح الإمام أمن البلاد والعباد. قال ابن مبارك يا معلم الخير من يجترئ على هذا غيرك. انتهى عقيدة إمام البخاري رحمه الله. This is what Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله has taught us from the belief of the Imam of the Muslims as it has been narrated to us by Imam al-Lalakai رحمه الله. where he brings his chain of narrators on the authority of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, who said, I met over 1,000 men from the people of knowledge. I met them in Hijaz and Mecca and Al-Madinah and Kufa and Basra and Wasit and Baghdad and Sham and Egypt. I met them many times, generation after generation, then generation after generation. I reached them and they were plentiful at that time. And that was over 46 years ago. And then Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentioned all of the cities that he visited and how many times he visited each city. And then he mentioned some of the people of knowledge that he had learned from in those cities. And then he says, it is sufficient what we have named of those people, meaning of those scholars, so that this can be concise and that it will not be lengthy. I did not find any of them differing in the following points. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said he met over 1,000 people in all of the different cities of the Muslims, and he did not find them differing in any of these following points. Then he said, rahimahullah, the deen, the religion, is a statement and an action. And that is in accordance with Allah's statement, and they were only commanded to worship Allah sincerely in obedience to Him, establishing the oneness of Allah and staying away from the false gods, establishing the salat, paying the zakat, and that is the upright deen. And that the Quran is the speech of Allah, it is not created, according to Allah's statement. And that is your Lord Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then He rose high above the throne. The night quickly follows the day. The sun, the moon, and the stars are all subservient to His command. Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail, he said that Ibn Uyayna, he said, so Allah distinguished between the statement, Allah distinguished between the creation and the commandment, and that is His statement, isn't for Him the creation and the commandment, blessed be Allah, Lord of all the worlds. And that the good and the bad are all by qadr, or by predestination. In accordance to Allah's statement, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak from the evil that He, that Allah created. And because of His statement, and Allah created you and that which you do. And because of His statement, meaning Allah's statement, indeed we have created everything by qadr, by predestination or the divine decree. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, and they did not make anyone from Ahlul Qibla, meaning anyone who makes the salat towards our Qibla from amongst the Muslims, as disbelievers because of a sin that they committed. And that's in accordance with Allah's statement, indeed Allah does not forgive that you commit shirk in Him, but He forgives anything less than that to whoever He wills. And whoever commits shirk or ascribe partners in worship with Allah, he has committed a serious crime. He said that they used to seek, I never found any one of them talking against the companions of the Prophet, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, they were commanded to seek forgiveness for them, meaning for the Sahaba. And that is in accordance with Allah's statement, our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and don't make any hatred in our hearts for those who believe. Our Lord, indeed you are the compassionate, the merciful. And they used to forbid or prohibit bid'ah, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were not upon. In accordance with Allah's statement, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and do not divide. in accordance to Allah's statement, and if you obey him, then you will be guided. And they used to encourage that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his followers, in accordance with Allah's statement, and this is my path, the straight path, follow it, and don't follow any other path. They will lead you away from his path. This is what I advise you of, that perhaps you may have taqwa, or that perhaps you may have piety. And they did not contend, and we do not contend with those who are in charge. In accordance to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are three things that a Muslim's heart should never be without: sincerity in his actions for Allah, and obedience to those who are in charge, and holding on to their jama'ah, because indeed their call, it encompasses those who are under their charge. And we do not revolt with force against the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we do not use the sword, or we do not use weapons against the ummah of Muhammad or the Muslims, or as Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah intends with his statement. He says that al-Fudayl, he says, if I had a dua that was answered, then I would not make that dua for anyone other than an imam. Because if the imam is righteous, then the lands and the people will be safe. He said that Ibn Mubarak, he said, oh, the one who teaches good, who is more brave, who has more courage than you to teach this? And this is the belief that is taught to us by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. I advise myself and the believers to correct your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what he has us to believe in by following the people of knowledge with the likes of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, as he explains to us what we should believe in light of Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Allahumma jirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to your deen. Ya musarrif al-qulubi, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. O the one who changes the hearts, change our hearts to obedience to you. اللهم كما حسنت خلقنا فأحسن أخلاقنا. Oh Allah, as you have perfected our creation, then perfect our character. ربنا زدنا علما. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، والحمد لله.